Welcome to the Health Coach Nation podcast. My name is Haley Rowe, and I'm a sales and marketing coach and LinkedIn lead generation service provider. I work with health, life, and mindset coaches and online service-based business owners to help them get more sales, shift their time to the client-generating activities instead of just the busy work, and overcome that social media overwhelm. Let's get into the show. If you're ready to take on your next paying clients, I have good news. My free 4 Basics of Client Attraction and How to Stand Out class is live at haleyrowe.com/client-attraction. In the class, you're going to learn the top 2 traits I recommend for most coaches and entrepreneurs if they really want to turn this into a career. You're going to learn how you can build demand for your services and stop getting crickets on your posts. You're going to learn the sales roadmap I used to improve my sales conversion rate and help my clients do the same. And you're going to learn so much more. So go to haleyrowe.com/client-attraction and get your copy of the class today.
Today, we're going to talk about how do you choose your pricing and how do you feel more confident in what you're offering as a coach or a service provider. So if you have questions about this topic, or you're not sure how to pick your rates, or you're not sure how to structure your program, or what you want to even deliver to your audience, or who you want to serve, these are all things that I work on with clients on a regular basis and in the inner circle. And one of the things that I was actually talking about today with a client was their confidence in their offer and their pricing as a newer business owner. So when you're new, it is normal, completely normal, to have some self-doubt about, can I really get my clients results? You know, can I really price, you know, XYZ amount that feels a little out of my reach? It's totally normal. Because why? Well, you just don't have as much experience as somebody who, like for me, I've talked about the same topics and helped, you know, at this point, hundreds of people with the same kinds of concepts and success as far as like what they want to achieve in their business. And so it just becomes kind of natural, intuitive, can do it off the cuff, etc. But when I first started, I didn't feel that way. And that is why I did not start charging what I charge today. And you can do the same. Now, at the same time, there's a delicate balance of making sure that you're not undercharging, meaning charging so little that either you can't give the quality to the client because you're servicing so many people and it's so cheap and it's like you're so overwhelmed and, you know, you can't give the quality of service that you want, or that you undercharge because you know, it's so low that the person isn't even committed, they don't even show up, etc. So there's this kind of balance that we have to talk about when it comes to pricing. And that's what we're going to talk more about today. So the first thing to ask yourself about why you may not be confident in your offer is because you don't have all the logistics figured out. So that's just the first strategy, like turning this problem into a solution, is the first thing you need to do is decide, what the heck is my message? What is my value proposition? What is my offer and the details of it, meaning the features, the benefits, why someone would want to do this? Why now? Why is it important now in their life as opposed to just any time? What kind of objections may come up that I need to be prepared for or understand or show social proof to help someone see that, you know, their concern is just maybe a concern and doesn't have to actually be fact, right? So that's the first thing, is if you don't feel confident, reason number one may just be because you're not clear. You don't know what you're offering, or you don't know who you're talking to, or you've never gotten any validation in the offer. And that's okay. You have to start somewhere. You're not going to have validation in the beginning. You have to put it out there to be either taken in by your audience and somebody deciding they want to work with you, or put it out there and get crickets to know if your offer is on track or not. So you don't get to skip that step. So decide first, with the best of your ability, any research you have from your ideal clients, etc., what is going to be the details you're going to launch with. Then put it out there, get the feedback, and you may not get anyone the first time. You might. I don't know, but it's totally possible. And that is a sign that either you need more volume of audience, or the message didn't land and the offer didn't land, and we need to adapt the offer. And then in order to be able to charge more, you have to have validation in the offer and know your people want it. So we have to put it out there. We can't skip that step. So if you need help with that process, that's something that I can help you with on a more detailed level in the inner circle or private coaching. But if you're just listening to this video, write down those bullet points and start defining them for yourself. What is the benefits? What are the features? What's the point A to point B of this program? What makes this program different and unique compared to other options they've tried that haven't worked? What are the FAQs that could come up? What are the objections I might need to be prepared for? Is there any social proof either I have for myself going through my own process using what I'm teaching, or with past clients or practice clients or free test clients that I could share? Okay, so once you get clear on that and you at least know the logistics of your offer, the next thing that gets in the way from deciding a price point is your belief. And a lot of times you make this about the belief in yourself instead of the offer or service you're providing. So when you're feeling self-doubt about pricing appropriately, and or you are not indecisive about your price, or you're feeling indecisive about your offer, it's usually because you think, well, what if someone does this and doesn't get any results? What if someone works with me and they don't get any results? And the truth is, a lot of your clients' results is in your control. It's not 100% in your control, because there will be people who just, no matter what, they just don't follow through, they don't show up, they don't put the call in their calendar, they forget, whatever it is, right? But a lot is in your control, and we have to focus on that. What's in your control is how much check-ins you do with a client, how much personalization you offer, how much support and empathy, and you know, how you want to make them feel. You are in control of the amount of resources you provide, the time duration of your program. And here's the deal, if someone for some reason when you're new doesn't get results, or like you don't feel good about it, you can decide to either add extra sessions, extend the contract for free. If you if you're really serious about this, you can be adaptable, and that's actually a skill you're going to have to learn in entrepreneurship. So, what focus first, ask yourself, what within my offer is within my control that would make me feel confident about what I'm giving? Right? Like, what can I give to my client that will help success, or typically shows will help success for most people, right? That's the first thing. And then focus on that. Put all your energy into that instead of, well, what if they don't get results? What if they don't show up? Most of the time, if they're going to invest in something and you have a discovery call to see if they're fit, you're going to get a sense of if they're the kind of client you want to work with, number one. And number two, you know, if you provide the structure, support, accountability, etc., that a lot of that's in your control. Now, that said, you can't control the universe. So if you're helping someone lose weight and for some reason they have a condition that's getting in the way, or if you're helping someone, you know, grow their social media account, you can't control if someone follows them back. That's outside of your control. But what you can do is give the tools that can give them the best chance of success and give the best amount of accountability or support or direction that you can. And that is the service itself that you can feel good about. So we're not making our price based on our own worth, because you as a human are, there's no price tag we can put on that. It's not about you. It's about externally the service you provide. What is that worth? What's the before and after? What are you simplifying? How are you saving them time? There's much more that goes into an offer's price and value than just, do they get the result or not? There's other parts of your service that have to be incorporated into that, right? What tools are they getting? What are you making easier? What are you taking the guesswork out of? You know, how will they be better off in many ways from your program, aside from just the one result you're marketing or the one thing that, you know, they're wanting? Like, there may be pre-steps before that that they have to do to get to that outcome that they've never actually done before, and now they're going to finally do it and actually lose a weight for good this time, or actually be set up to lose weight unlike other programs in the past where it's been quick fixes and diet rules and whatever, right? For example. So ask yourself, how could someone be better off from my service? What would I need to include to help them be better off from my service? What's in my control about how awesome I can make this, and which of these things do I want to implement to make sure that my offer is, I feel really good about, and I feel an integrity? Also, what's not in my control? What's not in your control will typically be someone's personality type or someone's level of commitment. Now, there you for each of those, I want you to write down, well, what's one thing I can do to help that? To either I'm going to decide I'm not going to work with people who I don't, you know, who don't seem like a fit on the discovery call, and I'm going to have questions to qualify that. Or if someone's like just has self-doubt, which is a manageable thing to coach on, I'm going to have resources about that, or we're going to have a session about blah, 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 or I'm going to show them, you know, success stories to motivate them, or like whatever it is that's in your control that can help with that, you'll want to plan for that. Now, the other thing is that will determine if you're feeling good about your pricing and confident about your offer is, are you practicing yourself what you're teaching? Now, I hear this a lot from my clients. Sometimes they say, I'm not perfect yet, so can I really coach someone? And the truth is, none of us are perfect, first of all. Second of all, it is a good thing to be aligned with the tools you're teaching, having had used them on yourself, practicing them, getting, you know, and always just having a growth mindset. So if you're doing that, then of course you can coach on that. Now, if you haven't achieved a certain result that you're marketing, you know, then you may want to shift. So in other words, when I first started, my message was about creating effective time management habits for your business, having confidence on video and confidence in showing up online and being more visible. It wasn't as much how to get clients, how to, you know, how I had a client who had a 5K sale or whatever, because in the beginning, I couldn't speak to that. I didn't have that result with clients yet. So my message was about who they were being in their business, more about their habits, because I was a behavioral change specialist and I had very good habits and I could speak to that. So practice what you're teaching or preaching, right? But that doesn't mean you have to be perfect. You're always going to be on that journey. And actually, you're going to be more relatable and approachable if you've gone through something yourself compared to if you've always been perfect and you've never had any issues or whatever, right? The other thing is you have to embody who you want to be as a coach to feel confident in your pricing and what you're offering. So if I personally, as a coach, was never coaching myself, was never looking at my own thoughts and triggers and working through those, was never working on my own personal development, was never investing in my business, then it'd be hard for me to sell that. But because I do a lot of that, because every day pretty much I'm coaching myself, because I do invest a ton of money and time and resources into my business and business support and all of that, I can speak to, I understand what that's like, and I feel that I embody that, and so I feel confident about what I'm representing. So, as we talked about, the first thing is get clear on the details of your offer so that just confusion is not holding you back. Second thing is more getting belief in your product or service, or the outcomes that product or service provides, more so than making it about yourself and putting a price on your worth, or am I worth this much as an expert or whatever. It's not about you. It's about the service. It's about the program. It's about the separate thing you're selling that needs to have the value in it, that needs to provide the tools that you need to believe in, right? The other thing is, here's the third thing. You see pricing as taking or asking or begging for money, which is not true. You are not asking for money with nothing in exchange. That's kind of like putting your hand out and just taking money, and then you're just putting it in your pocket and running away. That's not what we're doing as service providers. We are having an exchange of money for a service to work towards a transformation as a partner with our clients. And that is called business. Business is providing a service in exchange for some form of currency. And here's the deal. If you're really nervous about charging for the first time, fine. Do a free test session with someone. Get a first testimonial. Do a free 2-week offer with someone and get a testimonial. But that is currency too. You're giving your time and you're getting a testimonial in exchange, for example. So there's more than one form of currency we need to remember in business, and you're just doing money as your form of currency now that you're a business, and that's neutral. We don't need to make that mean you're asking, begging, convincing for money. You are owning a business, offering a service in exchange for money. There doesn't need to be extra drama added to that. So the other thing is you have to get clear on what would need to change for you to feel your offer is worth the price you want to put on it. Okay. So this is the next thing. So you, as I said before, you want to pick a price that is, and actually I haven't said this before today on this video, but I said it earlier today. So the thing I'm going to tell you is you want to pick a price that is slightly outside of your comfort zone, especially if you have limited money beliefs, like you think, you know, you're asking for money or you're trying to shift out of that. So you do want it to be a little bit of a stretch out of your comfort zone, number one. But number two, it needs to be balanced with you feeling like it's a great price, it's a great value, it's a great deal, you're gonna over deliver, and it needs to be balanced with not undercharging so much that you are gonna resent the work and you are going to feel like, you know, you're working for free and all of that. And then the fourth thing is you have to make sure it's a price you can stand behind and say out loud with confidence without feeling like you need to go, but like, let me justify why it's worth this price. No. Okay. We got to pick a price that balances those four things. And if you are feeling a little nervous, here's the good news. You can decide on a price. You can sell it once or twice, and then you can raise it if you want. You know, like level your belief in yourself and your pricing and your offer up and up and up and up. I think a lot of times you guys hear on the internet from gurus that you need to start out charging high ticket, and if you don't, you're a loser. And some of my clients start out high ticket for sure because they've been working in the field for 20 years in some way, shape, or form. They have a ton of experience. They know the offer is worth it and what results they can help a client with, and they're ready to go. But other clients don't start that way because they feel they need to build up their experience. They need to build up their testimonials. They need to build up their social proof. And that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't need to make that mean anything about yourself and you're less valuable or whatever, right? So a couple other things when trying to decide your price is you want to make sure that it aligns with your business model you're going for. So in other words, many of you will decide to have a larger offer that's like the complete transformation, point A to point B, the most hands-on support, the most customizable. And then maybe you'll also have a downsell or intro level offer for people who maybe aren't ready for that large commitment. What I don't recommend in the beginning of your business is to have so many different prices and so many different offers that it gets very confusing, very overwhelming, just too much, right? I typically recommend having just two. And sometimes the second option is just a scaled back option of the first main offer, right? Starting out, because you can go all the way to six figures with that. Like that is what I did. I had two main offers. Now I have a membership. Now I have some courses, etc. I had some courses before, but I wasn't really marketing them. They were just kind of like in the back end. But I pretty much had only two offers, private coaching and group coaching. And still to this day, those are still my main offers. And it's still works like a charm, and it's still what people want, and it's great, right? So make sure that when you're choosing your price, you're not picking so many different prices, so many different offers that it gets very confusing and people just end up not making a decision at all because there's so many different things. The other thing is when you're choosing your pricing, you probably will want to anchor that pricing or position that pricing as valuable by having some kind of reason why they would want to join now. So in other words, sometimes with your pricing, you could have like a pay in full rate if you want to incentivize paying in full, and then a payment plan rate. Maybe they're different. Or maybe you want to have a early bird rate where like if they enroll within a certain time period, they get a special discount or something, and a regular rate where it's like if you wait, you don't, the early birds get the worm. They get the discount, they get a special rate or something like that. Or you could have bonuses that are within a certain time period that also helps you anchor the price. Like maybe when they enroll, you know, within a certain time period, they get bonus sessions. And so naturally now the package is more valuable because they're getting XYZ. So think about how can I anchor the pricing to help people see the value and not just equate my offer with a dollars per hour model only, or like I'm paying this much for one session and that's it. you have to help them see what's the whole transformation, what's the whole point A to point B, what's all the inclusions, etc. And why should I act now? Now, the last thing is, what was I writing here? Okay. So if your program, if you don't think it's worth the price that you're selling it at, ask yourself what would need to change to make it worth it for you, and what would you need to include, and what do you need to go learn, or who do you need to incorporate in your program as a guest or whatever, and start to do that to allow you to raise your pricing. Because here's the thing, a lot of people just say, they pull out of the air, I want to charge this much because I just think that's what I should do. And when you do that, a lot of times your brain isn't fully lined up with it, versus when you're like, no, the offer itself, because I know, like, for example, the Inner Circle, I know it's a better price than a lot of other group programs. And I know that because I've seen that. I know it's on the market. I have incorporated throughout the years different things to make it more valuable. It's more personalized than other group programs. Like, I have so many different bullet points I could reference about how, you know, why is it valuable? And so if you're feeling like you just pulled a price out of midair and you can't back it up with why you feel it's worth that, or why, what would make your thing, your offer more valuable that you could start to incorporate into your offer, and you're starting to make moves towards that, that's something that you could consider doing. And then the last thing I'll say is, do not call pricing prices. Call it an investment, or like, I think a lot of times you think of it as a cost, versus you're not thinking about what is the byproducts and benefits and skills and walkaways or takeaways that your people are going to have, and how does that benefit their life going forward. And the question is, what most of you guys think is, like, when we talk about the taking money thing, you think it's taking money from someone instead of offering a service in exchange, right? Do you think your people will be better off? Like, what are the chances you think they're going to have a higher success rate working with you and your program and service compared to if they were going by themselves doing what they've already been trying? And then, do you think they'll be better off? And if you can answer that with a yes, honestly, that's a good sign, and that means that you're on the right track with your offer. But if you're saying, like, no, like, there's some doubts I have, and here they are, you can address each of those with some kind of solution in your program you add on, or some kind of plan you have if that does, you know, if they do face a certain obstacle, you're ready for it, right? So that's just a couple of things to consider when choosing your pricing, when wanting to feel more confident in your offer. And if you're stuck on that, or you want support with creating your offer or leveling up your offer or launching your offer, feel free to schedule your free client attraction consult at HaleyRowe.com. And I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And if it's really helpful for you, I'd really appreciate if you share it and or leave a written podcast review. This tells the podcast sites that our show is useful, and it will be promoted to more people that way. Thanks again.